This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. The White House wants a zero-emission freight industry by 2040. More on that coming up, but first, most microSD cards are fast enough for stashing photos, recording video, and transferring files, but some will get you a little more bang for your buck than others. If you're looking to boost the internal storage of your Nintendo Switch, Steam Deck, GoPro, Raspberry Pi, or any other device that still has compatibility with microSD cards, we can help. We've thoroughly researched the market and put more than a dozen microSD cards through a range of benchmark tests. Head over to Engadget.com and check out the best microSD cards that we've tested, along with some general advice on what to look for when buying a new card. And finding the right gift for a new graduate in your life can be tough. Default ideas like a fancy watch or a monogrammed bag can be pricey and, let's face it, boring. Tech can be a good option, and no, you don't have to spend a fortune to get a solid gadget that they'd like. While expensive stuff like iPhones, smartwatches, and game consoles may come to mind immediately, they aren't the only options out there. And sometimes all it takes is a practical gadget like a power bank to make someone's life a little easier. That's especially applicable to new grads who are focusing all of their attention on snagging that new job or applying for further education. Look out for our list of the best gifts under $50 for new graduates at Engadget.com.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. ArmorAll, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
The Biden administration is tackling the monumental task of making America's industrial freight system more environmentally friendly. The White House said on Wednesday that it aims to have 30% of industrial truck sales produce zero emissions by 2030 and 100% by 2040. In addition to those non-binding targets, the White House is meeting on Wednesday with stakeholders from the commercial vehicle, shipping, and infrastructure industries to help execute its agenda. The roundtable is designed to advance the Biden administration's goal of supercharging the build-out of the infrastructure necessary to make a zero-emissions freight ecosystem a reality in the United States. Unsurprisingly, the freight industry uses a lot of energy and produces a lot of pollution to match. Bloomberg notes that the transportation sector emits about 29% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions, and freight, including shipping, trucking, and trains, makes up about a third of that figure. So you can ballpark that the American freight industry is responsible for roughly 10% of the country's carbon emissions. As part of the election year rollout, the Biden administration plans to ask the public to comment on changes infrastructure for heavy-duty vehicles, signaling that the specifics of the plan aren't yet finalized. The White House wants to avoid a fragmented industrial EV charging system without a universally agreed-upon standard. The industry has seemingly settled on Tesla's NACS as the de facto choice in the lightweight consumer sector. Alongside the newly announced industrial goals, the Biden administration's Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, is opening up about $1 billion in Inflation Reduction Act, IRA, funding to replace Class 6 and 7 vehicles, school buses, garbage trucks, and delivery trucks, with electric equivalents. The IRA requires that at least $400 million of that funding goes to local communities hit the hardest by industrial pollution. The White House says 72 million Americans live near truck freight routes and bear the brunt of their short-term output. Sadly, but unsurprisingly, given the nation's history, people of color and those from low-income households are most likely to be heavily affected by high environmental toxin levels. The White House's goals are admirable given the urgency of the global climate crisis and the freight industry's role. However, one significant problem remains. These are voluntary, non-binding resolutions that could, and given public comments, almost certainly would, be undone by a second Trump administration should the serial napper return to office next year. As with many other aspects of the nation's and world's future, U.S. voters will decide the outcome this November. Thanks for listening to the show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Today's show featured journalism by Engadget contributor Will Shanklin and was produced by Spoken Layer. I'm Imran Sheikh, and as always, we'll talk more tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.